Hey, this is Charlie Musselwhite, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling, 98.9 FM with Sean Bentley.
G'day there and welcome to Blues with a Feeling on Brisbane's 98.9 FM. Across Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service, on the World Wide Web at 989fm.com.au and radio.nirs.org.au. Repeated Saturday morning at 10 and available as a podcast every week. I'm Sean Bindley. And this week I'm featuring the new Alligator Records released from Elvin Bishop and Charlie Musselwhite. I mentioned during last week's interview with Shamika Copeland that after a long COVID-driven break, the good folks at Alligator have decided it's been long enough and released quite a few new albums. And this week it is all about Alvin and Charlie's 100 Years of Blues. Both of these remarkable musicians have been notable figures in the blues world since they made their move to Chicago back in the early 60s to chase the blues muse. Charlie, of course, is one of the all-time greats of the harmonica. And Alvin, well, where do you start? He's a founding member of the Butterfield Blues Band for a start. How's that for credibility? And much to my delight, when I inquired as to the possibility of some time on the phone with Elvin Bishop last week, he was happy to oblige, and here we are. It was a fair chat, actually, as you can probably imagine, so I've broken it up into two parts. This week, focusing on 100 Years of Blues, and in part two, we'll take a look at Elvin's career in more detail and feature a bunch of tracks from his remarkable songwriting, recording and performing career. And this week, to flesh things out just a little, I've thrown in a couple of songs from Elvin Bishop's more recent records. Should be a lot of fun.
This is Elvin Bishop. You're listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Bindley on 98.9 FM. I approve of that.
Blues with a Feeling. That's what I have today.
help me, darling. I can't do it by myself. Help me, darling. I can't do it by myself. Not a chance. Let me, mama. Now. I'll have to find somebody else. I might wash. I might have to sew. I might cook. I might mop your floor, but baby, I can't do it by myself. Love me, darling, I'll have to use somebody else. Walk with me when I talk. I need you to talk with me. Oh, baby, I can't do it by myself. Let me, darling, now, have to find somebody else. Bring my nightshirt, baby. Put on your morning gown. I just feel like lying down. Come here, baby. See me coming, mama. Run, get your rocking chair. See me coming, mama. Run, get your rocking chair. Well, I ain't no stranger. Ain't my first time here. Need you to roll me, mama. Like you roll your wagon.
That much, although it's very long, it wasn't very our paths didn't cross much. We got to know each other in Chicago. We were both lucky enough to be there in the early 1960s when all the classical Chicago blues greats like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, Little Walter, Magic Sam, Junior Wells, Otis Rush were all young and strong and in their prime. And we were lucky enough to be there when blues was the music of choice of the black people of Chicago, kind of like hip-hop is now, you know? And it just no better place to get a blues education at that time and place. And I met Charlie there. Our paths crossed a couple of times. We liked each other and had sort of a mutual appreciation of the other guy's music, but didn't end up playing together that much. We kind of ran in different circles. And then over the years, different places and different times, we would hook up and be booked on the same gigs. And we even did a two or three recording, you know, be the type of deal where I'd say, oh, we need a great harmonica player on this tune. So we'd call Charlie and get him to play on my record. And it really didn't catch fire with us until we ended up writing a song together, 100 Years of Blues. And that worked so well that people started booking us for gigs, just the two of us, and well, the two of us and another musician, Bob Welsh. And we did quite a few gigs together, and it went over really fantastic. And we finally said, we better go ahead and make an album.
Thank you.
just had enough. It ain't nothing but a murderer's home. I don't care if it's a graveyard. That's where I'll be before long.
It sounds like you guys have been playing together for years.
Well, we have a whole lot in common. We learned our blues basically the same places, and we have a fairly deep experience in that form of music. And for this record, it goes back even before Chicago blues. It has more the feeling of down south before the music really got to Chicago.
Well, I'm rolling down the highway, rolling into the setting sun. You and I'm rolling down the highway, rolling into the setting sun. I got the blues for yesterday. Times was tough, but we had fun. You know the moon is rising. Yonder down goes the sun. You know the moon is rising. Honey, yonder down goes the sun. I got the blues for yesterday. Times was tough, but we had fun. It's been a long, long road. got the blues for yesterday. Times was tough, but we had fun. Yeah, baby. I got the blues for yesterday. Times was tough, but we had fun. Yeah, baby.
Shamika Copeland. You're listening to Shaky Sean Bendley at 98.9 FM, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling.
My guest this week is Elvin Bishop. Elvin's new record with Charlie Musselwhite, 100 Years of Blues, has just hit the shelves, and I like it a lot. That was Blues for Yesterday, and previous to that, West Helena Blues and Help Me. It's such an honour for me to have Elvin as my guest this week. I've loved the opportunity to play his music for you on the show over the past 27 years, as I have Charlie Musselwhite, elder statesman of the blues after making their way to Chicago in the 60s. I asked Elvin what was the aim going into the studio to record this new album.
We didn't want to make it a hard thing. We wanted to make it enjoyable and real. And so there wasn't a lot of rehearsing that went on. I don't think anything took more than one or two takes. And Charlie picked a half a dozen tunes he really liked, and I picked a half a dozen of mine, and we both just did the best job we could on the other guy's tunes, and it just seemed to roll out real painlessly.
Thank you.
kitchen lights make me wonder how you are, if I should have bad luck. Honey, long, long way from home. Well, now since I know you love me, honey, your love will keep me going.
That was from, I was just sitting back thinking about some of the gigs we'd done together. The Me and Charlie gigs, and just visualize the audience in front of me, and it just went right from there, you know.
Hey, here we are, birds of a feather. Blues lovers gathered together, fixing to get loose, have a good time. Like Brother Charlie says, I ain't lying. So clap, stomp, holler and yell. We're all friends here, so what the hell? Folks, enjoy the show, so buckle up, people. Away we go. But man, it's pretty hard to beat the blues. Me and Bob are playing just as good as we can, and here comes Charlie. He's a dangerous man.
my name is Cedric Burnside, and you listen to Sean Bensley, Blues with the Feeling, 98.9 FM.
I understand the idea about the song 100 Years of Blues. I mean, the coming together, as I said before, and then the experience that you guys have had, it must mean a lot to you to actually be able to represent yourselves in 2020 after beginning your recording careers way back in the early 60s.
Well, you know how it is. It's nice to be appreciated and nice to hope that you've done a pretty good job with your career. Doing these gigs with Charlie has pretty much been a good experience in that respect, because the people that come to the gigs are people who really value that kind of thing and have been digging blues for a long time. We're pretty much preaching to the choir, you could say.
I'd like to be in your choir, Elvin.
From Oklahoma. This is my pal Charlie. Now he's from Tennessee. We're here with you all this evening, and damn glad to be. We've been playing this music a long time. I'll tell you folks the truth. You know, between the two of us, at 100 years of blue. We got our education in Chicago way back in the 1960s, hanging out in those clubs, chasing girls and playing blues and drinking all kinds of whiskey, running all over the South Side.
Yeah, man, down at 43rd and Vincennes.
Yeah, Peppers. And the West Side, too.
Oh, yeah, Lake and Kedzie.
Wolf's Hangout. Silvio's. Man, think about it. It's been 100 years of blue.
Knew all the cats. We knew Wolf and Muddy and Sonny Boy too. We had a mighty fine time. You know, we were just, well, breaking all the rules. We're glad you came to see us. And it's really good to see you all. You know, we're mighty glad to be here, and actually we're lucky to be anywhere at all. Well, if you like what you're hearing, you think we've paid our dues, I just want you to remember, we bring you 100 years of the blues. I ain't lying.
Yeah, you know they tell me, Charlie, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I guess it is true. We've been around since the Dead Sea was sick. I guess we better keep on just doing what
what we do. Lord have mercy. It's been 100 years of blue.
Elvin Bishop, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling with Shaky Sean Bendley, 98.9 FM. We'll be right back. This is Kim Wilson, and you are listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Bendley, 98.9 FM.
I hope you're enjoying part one of my two-part feature with the great Elvin Bishop. Stay tuned for part two coming up on the show. Not next week, but the week after, I believe. Next week on the show, I'll be debuting a new live record from Brisbane's Blues Arcadia, who only returned to gigging in the last few weeks and recorded their first show at Southeast Queensland's legendary Royal Mail Hotel at Goodna. So that's coming up next week. And week two of my Elvin Bishop feature the week after. That was a preview of what you can expect to hear from an album that you've heard plenty of times on the show before, Booty Bumpin'. That track, Belly Rubbin'. It'll be nice when we can all get back to more of both on a regular basis, I'm sure you'll agree. In there as well, the title track from this week's featured album, Elvin Bishop and Charlie Musselwhite's brand new Alligator Records release, 100 Years of Blues. Also in that set, Elvin's Birds of a Feather and Charlie Musselwhite on vocals, If I Should Have Bad Luck. Before we get back to that album, here's Elvin Bishop's Big Fun Trio, with Elvin passing some thoughts on the world in which we live. On Blues with a Feeling on Brisbane's Best Country, 98.9 FM.
Around here, something smells funky around here. I'm not talking about funky like a groove. I believe it's coming from Washington, D.C. Yeah, funky like a bad pot of chitlins. Funky like some old rotten politician. Something smells funky around here. Something smells funky around here. Around here.
got trouble with the truth and he's rough on women. Yeah, man, I believe we got stuck with a lemon. Something smells funky around here. Something smells funky around here.
Can you tell me about your song, What the Hell Is Going On? This has been on a couple of albums now. I was really struck by this the first time I heard it, and it's become something of an anthem in this day and age.
Well, when I first wrote it, it was in response. I'm not usually much of a political guy and don't write things outside of the normal blues subjects usually. But that was when the Twin Towers thing happened. The terrorists, you know, blew up the places in New York. And at the same time, I had a tragedy in my family. And every time you watch CNN, something outrageous was happening. So I just wrote that one, you know, What the Hell Is Going On. And then I left it alone for 10 or 15 years. And then... the guy we got now came into power, and although I, like I say, I'm not a politically oriented person, he just did so much outrageous stuff that he got next to me, and I had to rewrite the words.
Yeah.
listening to Blues with a Feeling with Shaky Sean, 98.9 FM.
In the wee midnight hours, long towards the break of day, in the wee midnight hours, long towards the break of day, that's when the blues slips upon you, carries your mind away. I lay on my bed, cannot go to misery. Mind is sinking deep.
Yeah, man.
friends or nobody else.
listen to my people, my friends, and nobody else. I had to make mistakes in life. I had to learn it all for myself. All right, Elvis. Worrying. Now I ride from town to town. I used to drink to keep from worrying. Now I ride from town to town. Don't the highway look lonesome when the sun is sinking down? Intended to die. I learned to smile at trouble. I won't let it get me down. I learned to smile at trouble. I won't let it get me down. No way. I'll keep on keeping on till the last deal goes down. I lie.
This is Rick Estrin of Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, and you're listening to Sean Bendley on Blues with a Feeling, 98.9 FM.
My guest this week is Elvin Bishop, and I'm playing you tracks from Elvin's new album with Charlie Musselwhite, 100 Years of Blues. Blues, Why Do You Worry Me? And before that, Elvin's Midnight Hour Blues, and What the Hell is Going On? Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Gives me great pleasure sharing this time with you each week, and I'm forever grateful for the opportunity to honour these wonderful artists, Elvin Bishop and Charlie Musselwhite. More from Elvin on the making of this album coming up, but in the meantime, on Blues with a Feeling, on Brisbane's Best Country 98.9 FM, with me, Sean Bindley, is Elvin Bishop's Big Fun Trio and Honey Babe.
I'm all out and down.
What about working with Kid Anderson? I know some of it's been recorded at your studio and you've been doing some work at Greaseland Studios as well. I know you've played some gigs with Kid. What's his part in this production?
He makes everybody feel real comfortable because he's so technically on top of stuff, and he has a deep knowledge of blues. He really understands it, and he knows what's required, and he knows how to make musicians feel comfortable because he is a musician. And he was a very valuable guy to have on the scene at the recording sessions. The kid's an amazing guy. He's from Norway, you know. And I asked him one time, how long were you in this country before you started thinking in English? He said, I was thinking in English way before I left Norway.
It's funny, a long time ago, I started, a mate of mine, J.T. Lauritsen, who's a Norwegian blues singer, started telling me about this young teenager called Chris Anderson, who I should know about. I remember thinking, yeah, that sounds interesting. And then 10 years later, he pops up playing in the Charlie Musselwhite bands. And then one year I saw Charlie down here, and Kid was with them as well, and I saw this amazing gig when they were scheduled back-to-back with John Hammond, and they just combined their sets and played this most amazing set of Chicago blues with Kid just sitting in the background playing rhythm guitar. It was quite wonderful, with June Corr there as well, of course.
Wow, yeah. He's tremendous talent.
Thank you.
this is Elvin Bishop, and I'm here with Sean Bindley on 98.9 FM, Blues with a Feeling, and we're both trying to figure out what the hell is going on.
You mentioned guitar player and piano player Bob Welsh before. The other night I was listening to this. It sounds it's like you've got Jimmy Rogers on guitar and Otis Spann on piano, all wrapped up in one guy.
I know. The guy's an amazing talent, isn't he? He really impressed me when I first met him because he had such a good feeling for you. Never hear anybody that can play like Spann, you know? You hear guys shooting for it once in a while, but he's got it.
The possibilities that opens up for guys like you as well are immense, aren't they?
Yeah, he's a joy to play with. I don't know. It's just fun playing with him, and he's a gung-ho musician. He's the type of guy that if you mention something to him, the next time you see him, he'll have it. He'll have worked on it and got it. And he's very consistent. It kind of makes you want to be do your best to keep up with him.
That's just about the perfect situation in a band too, isn't it? When everybody's pushing everybody and everybody's being inspired by each other.
That's a great way to have things happening.
Thank you.
old-fashioned shoe. Old Gibson guitar player. Old-fashioned blues. I'm old school. I'm old school.
Been at it since the very early 60s, and they remain at the very top of the world's blues artists, and they most definitely are old school. Elvin Bishop and Charlie Musselwhite in there as well. Southside Slides and Good Times, part two of my chat with Elvin in a fortnight, so stay tuned. Thanks to you for tuning in once again. I'll leave you with this. I'm Sean Bindley, and you've been listening to Blues with a Feeling on 98.9 FM. Don't take it too badly, okay? Life's hard.
I know a cat by the name of Maurice. He's all the time running from the police. Every time you see him up to some old dirty trick, and he's got the nerve to think he's slick, but he ain't. He messes up every time. Oh, to tell you the truth, the dude can't even do wrong right. Maurice took a notion to rip off the house down the street. Heard they had a whole lot of real good weed. He snuck around back and made it in the house okay. And he located the stash and he rolled up with Jay. He got high and hungry, wanted something to eat. Went in the kitchen and ate up every damn thing he could see. But man, between the food and the weed, he sat down on the couch and he went to sleep. He got gone. Celebrate, got hung up at the bar and started running late. Jumped back in his ride and hit the highway, started to roll. He said, 100 miles an hour, woo, look at me go. Thought he had everything under control. Give me a little something on the side. Found him a woman way across town. He said, I'll be real cool this time and keep it on the low down. Thought he had a fool, he was doing all right. But what goes on in the dark will surely come to light. He got caught.